Well, hearts, this is our concert of prayer for the month of October. Let's go before the throne of God in intercessory prayer on behalf of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of God in this nation.
Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
You know, today we've got a lot of people gloating over the fact that they see the church in declension. They tell us we've lost some 40 million members in the last couple of years due to the pandemic and the lockdown. So we're going to go before the throne of God now in our first item in this concert of prayer, asking God to initiate a move of the Holy Spirit, recovering and restoring the church. Just that simple. We're going to pray now, asking God to initiate a move of the Holy Spirit, recovering and restoring the church. Let's pray that right now. Father God, your word tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions. And Father, the battle is raging, and yet, Jesus, we have your word that the gates of hell will not prevail against your church. But Father, the battlefield is strewn with those who have faltered and failed in their walk with you. The naysayers are laughing and gloating, but you're on your throne, and the blood of Christ is as effective today as ever it was, and your power is as effective today as ever it was. As the angel Gabriel said to Mary, with God nothing is impossible. So we're asking you, our Father and our God, to initiate a move of the Holy Spirit of God, recovering and restoring the church. Father, we ask you for a move of your Holy Spirit, bringing comfort and peace and restoration to those who were wounded with a spirit of fear, Father God. Initially, it was a spirit of fear. And then, of course, Father, that gave ground to the enemy, so he exercised his privileges on the ground that was given to bring further failure to the church. But we're asking you, Father God, to initiate a move of your Holy Spirit, recovering and restoring the church. Father, we have so many who need to be encouraged, who need to be comforted, who need to be relieved, who need to be restored, who need to be recovered. So we're simply asking you, each of those who are a member of the blood-bought, blood-purchased people of God, those who have been cleansed by the blood of Christ, who have truly been born again, we're asking you to stir their hearts. Stir their hearts to repentance. Stir their hearts to recovery. Stir their hearts to restoration. And Father, in doing that, silence the naysayers. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Our second item. We're going to pray asking God to set in motion that which will neutralize the satanic platform in our nation today. You have to understand, people of God, the Bible is true. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions, a highly structured kingdom of darkness. And that kingdom of darkness has established some forums and structures on a platform, a satanic platform, in our nation. And it has affected and infected every area of life in our nation. So, we're going to pray now, asking God to set in motion that series of events, whatever that may be. We're going to ask God to set in motion that which will neutralize the satanic platform in our nation today. Pray now, people of God, asking God to set in motion that which will neutralize the satanic platform in our nation today. Let's pray it right now. Heavenly Father, as believer priest in the kingdom of God, we continue coming before your throne, and we ask you now to set in motion that which will neutralize the satanic platform in our nation today. Father, it's a platform with many tentacles. It is a full-blown satanic agenda against the kingdom of God and the kingdom of God in this nation. So we are asking you to set in motion that which will neutralize the satanic platform in the nation today. We want you, Heavenly Father, to render it ineffective. We want you to impact its impact. We want you to move in such a way that even the agents of Satan who are involved in pursuing this platform of Satan will themselves be neutralized. Father, it has affected and infected every level of life in this nation. Much of the church itself or the religious community has been infected and affected by it. And we're asking you to do what only you can do, Father God. You are Jehovah God. You are El Shaddai. And we're asking you to set in motion that which will neutralize the satanic platform in our nation today. Raise up those that you can use to both expose and frustrate the satanic strategy. Raise up those that you can use to both equip and encourage your people to faithfulness in these days when Satan is moving so strongly against the nations of the world. So, Father, there we are. We ask you to set in motion that which will neutralize the satanic platform in our nation today, and we'll give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. All right, our third item. We're going to pray asking God to be glorified in the next presidential election. It's not too early, folks. It's not too early to start praying about the next presidential election. So we're going to pray asking God to be glorified in the results of the next presidential election. We're going to ask God to give us a president that will honor both him and his word. Did you hear me? We're going to pray asking God to give us a president in the next presidential election that will honor both him and his word. Let's go before the throne of God with that petition right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne, and we ask you now in the next presidential election to be glorified. We ask you to glorify yourself in the next presidential election. Your word makes it very clear. Your word makes it very clear that you raise one up and you put one down. You are the sovereign God of this universe. And Lord Jesus, you told us yourself that all power and authority has been given to you. So we're asking you to exercise that power and that authority so in such a way that you will be glorified in the next presidential election. Father, give us a president that does not pander to sin. Give us a president that does not compromise with a satanic agenda. And Father, don't give us what we deserve. If you were to give us what we deserve, Heavenly Father, we would probably have a president that was himself inspired with the spirit of Antichrist. No, we're asking you, Father God, this thing is going far enough. Lord, we tire of the phrases like conservative and liberal, Father God. Why don't we just go with godly and ungodly? You know who the godly are. You know who the ungodly are. On both sides of the aisle, you know who is godly, who is ungodly. Who are your children? Who are the children of the devil? So we're asking you to move in your sovereign way, in such a way that the next president of the United States of America will glorify you, that you will be glorified in the results of the next presidential election. And this we ask in the name of your Son, our Savior, Christ Jesus the Lord, and we thank you, Father. Now we're going to ask the Lord for something we don't deserve. We're going to ask the Lord for something we don't deserve. We're going to ask God for an extended window of mercy for our nation. I've told you before, and I've mentioned before, how the prophets would times would be heard and people would repent, like Nineveh, who repented at the preaching of Jonah and received 150 years. After 150 years, they went back to where they were before Jonah came. So Nahum had to go in and announce that the judgment of God was imminent. So we're going to pray now, asking God for this nation, for this nation. We don't deserve it. We're going to ask God for an extended window of mercy for our nation, to give us time to call people to prayer, to repentance, to holiness, and to intercessory prayer. We're going to pray asking that. So right now, pray asking God for an extended window of mercy for our nation. We recognize we don't deserve it, but we're going to ask him for it. But then we don't deserve salvation either. But we got it by asking, believing, receiving. So we're going to pray now, asking God for an extended window of mercy for our nation. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne understanding that none of us deserve your mercy. None of us deserve your mercy. But we're coming before your throne understanding that we as a nation do not deserve your mercy. We have violated practically every precept of your word. We have violated every part of the, every characteristic of the body and the life of Christ. We are guilty, Father. We have sinned at the academic level, at the legislative level, at the judicial level, even in much of the life of the church level. We have embraced so much. So we come before your throne understanding that we do not deserve the mercy we're asking for, having violated all of your word that we have. But we ask you for your mercy. We ask you for your mercy, Father. We're asking you for an extended window of mercy for our nation. We're asking you to set in motion these things that we have prayed for in this concert of prayer in such a way that godly standards and godly values will be restored, that the sanctity of life will be restored, that the sanctity of marriage will be restored. We're asking for an extended window of mercy in order to raise up those who will intercede on behalf of the nation and the kingdom of God. Father, we're asking you to give us an extended window of mercy to pray that you will stir the hearts of those who are of the elect, that they will choose to walk worthy of you, that they will choose to honor you, obey you, and glorify you. We're asking you for an extended window of mercy to give us time for repentance, a return to holiness, and for intercessory prayer. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father. All right, our fifth item, we're going to pray asking God to reverse all gains Satan has achieved to date in our nation. We're going to ask God to reverse. Folks, he can reverse legislative decisions. He can reverse judicial decisions. He can put in place those that he chooses to use, that he can use, to reverse decisions that are contrary to the word of God and the character of Christ. So we're going to pray now, asking God to set in motion that which will reverse all gains of Satan that Satan has achieved to date in our nation. We're going to pray that. It's a big prayer. It's a big prayer. But he's God. He's El Shaddai. He's the God Almighty. So we're going to pray asking God to reverse all gains Satan has achieved to date in our nation. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father, this is big. This is big. And it will require a marvelous, magnificent, supernatural act of yourself to accomplish what we're about to ask. But Father, we are asking you to reverse all the gains Satan has achieved to date in this nation. Father God, take us back, if you would, to that time when a group of men were formulating a concept of a nation under God. There was no woke movement. There was no feminist movement. There was no LGBT. There was no white supremacy movement. Father God, take us back. The Word tells us that the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord, and he turns it whithersoever he will. That says to me that the heart of every elected official can be in your hands, that you can orchestrate things in such a way that their heart will be in your hands. Take us back, Father God, to that time when we're being formed as one nation under God. Because, oh, Father God, we've become a fragmented nation of many nations. Realistically, we're no longer one nation under God. We're many nations of fragmented nations. And you are the sovereign God of this universe. Jesus, you have all power and authority. This is a big prayer. And it will require a big move on your part. It will require a supernatural, marvelous, magnificent move on your part to do this. But your word says you have not because you ask not. And you ask amiss. Well, I don't think we're asking amiss, Father. We're asking you for a move of your sovereignty in this nation, restoring godly values, godly standards, and bringing us back to that concept that the founding fathers had when they founded this nation. And we ask you to do this in Jesus' name. We ask it in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the privilege of doing so. All right, folks, now it's time we pray for you. Now it's time that we pray for you. Here's what I want you to do. I don't know what your concern is. I don't know what your burden is. But I want you in the next few moments to state your concern, your burden to the Lord. Because in a few minutes, we're going to come together and we're going to ask the Lord to honor your prayer. And we're going to bless you. So don't be bashful. Don't be timid. Be bold. Lay your heart out before the Lord. Lay your request out before the Lord as to what you would really, truly like to see him do in your life, in your family, whatever it may be. So do that right now while the music is playing, and I'll be along in a moment, and we'll pray together, okay? Do it now. my holy and righteous Heavenly Father. Father God, I have no idea what petitions have been presented to you. But we're asking you, Father God, to meet that need. Father, we're asking you to extend relief, mercy, comfort, peace, and healing wherever mercy is needed. We're asking you, Father God, in your mercy, in your grace, in your love, in your power, in your strength as our Heavenly Father, meet the needs of your people, I pray. Father, you've heard the prayers. You've heard the petitions. They've presented to you that which they ask you to do. So the rest of us are simply coming into agreement with each and every one in this concert prayer, Father, asking you to do what only you can do. Father, there are some terminal illnesses out there. There are some physical situations that only you can heal. There's some emotional, spiritual situations that only you can heal. There's some financial situations that only you can meet. But we're coming before your throne as the children of God, as the family of God, as your children, Father. We're coming before your throne asking you for your mercy, your grace, your love, your comfort, your peace, your relief, your remedy, your fulfillment, your provision to be provided in each and every request that's been made known, Father. You can answer that prayer. There's not a request that's been made in this time together that you cannot honor and you cannot answer. So we're asking you to do it, Father. We're simply asking you, hear the prayers, hear the petitions, grant the request. This we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you so much for being a part of this concert of prayer. Do we have a chance to do this again? Be blessed.